listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, and around the world at KFAI.org. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News. Welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have some community announcements along with some news from the Philippines and here in the U.S. as well, and also a diverse plethora of music here on the show. We would like to wish congratulations to the Rowan and Lonlin Gutierrez, who are the owners of Manila Sizzling Plate, which was formerly known as Manila Sizzling Walk and Grill, which was formerly located on University Avenue for about 3 or so years. This past October, they closed down that location and were apparently going to be family permanently moving to the West Coast, whereas Lodlin is a nurse and was practicing nursing out there in California. But sometimes things change in this crazy world, and they had a soft opening of a second incarnation of their restaurant, now known as Manila Sizzling Plate, in the food court of Burnsville Mall. A soft opening took place yesterday at the Burnsville Mall in Burnsville, Minnesota, and looks to be that May 3rd, May 4th will be the official grand opening of their new location. This past weekend, the consular services, which was hosted by the Phil Minnesota Association, had their consular service event on Saturday as well at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. But in regards to community announcements that are immediately coming in the community, on April the 26th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, the PCM Coffee House Show will be taking place. And for more information in regards to this event, you can contact Lyra at 612-501-4254. And for right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. It is from the artist known as Passions, first name Jeremy. This features Luke Edgman and Tori Kelly, who actually will be performing at First Avenue later this year. But this is his take of his widely popular song, Lemonade, with two feature artists, Luke Edgman and Tori Kelly.
Like a tall glass of lemonade, when it's burning hot on summer days, she's exactly what I need. Sunshine in the rain, my Tylenol when I'm in pain, yeah. Let me tell you what she means to me. Like a tall glass of lemonade, when it's burning hot on summer days, she's exactly what I need. She's soothing like the ocean rushing on the sand. She takes care of me, baby, and she helps me be a better man. She's so beautiful. Sometimes I stop to close my eyes. She's exactly what I need. She's my smile when I'm feeling blue. She's my good night's sleep when the day is through, yeah. Let me tell you what she means to me.
She's kinda like this.
Kinda like the feeling after your first kiss. Except that every day she makes me feel like this. She's exactly what I need. Rushing on the sand, she takes care of me, baby, and she helps me be a better man. She's so beautiful. Sometimes I stop to close my eyes. She's exactly what you're, more of what I need and less of what I don't, baby. The ocean rushing on the sand, she takes care of me, baby, and she helps me be a better man. She's so beautiful. Oh, sometimes I stop to close my eyes. She's exactly what I need. Exactly what I need.
Once again, that was Jeremy Passon featuring Luke Edgman and Tori Kelly with his song Lemonade. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3. And you can also find us on KFAI.org by searching the Filipino American National News and via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. But for right now, we're going to hand over to the news desk. And this comes from PBS.org. Roman Gabriel had big size and a big arm when he was the number two draft pick of the Los Angeles Rams in 1962. Even while playing in an era of grinding it out on the ground, he still holds the Rams team record with 154 touchdowns. Gabriel, the first Filipino-American quarterback in the NFL and the league MVP in 1969, died Saturday. He was 83. His son, Roman Gabriel, announced his father's death on social media, saying he died peacefully at home of natural causes. In 2021, the elder Gabriel told the Los Angeles Times, "I'm retired with heart problems and arthritis, but happy," he said. He split time between Wilmington, North Carolina, Little Rivers, South Carolina. "We mourn the loss of Rams legend and football pioneer Roman Gabriel," the Rams said on X, formerly known as Twitter. Gabriel, who played at North Carolina State and was a two-time player of the year in the Atlantic Coast Conference, was inducted to the College Football Hall of Fame in 1989. He was 6'5" and 235 pounds, a big for a quarterback in that area. Green Bay coach Vince Lombardi once described him as the big telephone pole, according to the Los Angeles Times. Gabriel played 11 years for the Rams and 5 years with the Philadelphia Eagles, where he was traded after the Rams acquired John Handel. "Gabe was an amazing player and an even better mentor. Words can't explain my thanks for what a great teammate he was," retired quarterback Ron Jaworski, whom Gabriel backed up on the Eagles in his final season, posted on X. "A special player and a better man." Gabriel was such a hot prospect that the Rams made him the number two pick in the NFL draft, and the Oakland Raiders of the rival AFL selected him number one. Gabriel wound up signing with the Rams, though it took until George Allen was hired as coach in 1966 for Gabriel to start leaving a mark. From 1967 to 1970, Gabriel led the Rams to a 41-14-4 record and two divisional titles, though never a playoff game. He was voted MVP in 1969 after throwing 2,549 yards with 24 touchdown passes and 5 rushing scores. Allen left for Washington after 1970, and Gabriel was shipped to the Eagles in 1973. He was a comeback player of the year, leading the league with 23 touchdown passes and 3,219 yards as he tried to help revive the Eagles' offense. After retiring, Gabriel worked briefly for CBS calling NFL games. He went on to a coaching stint with Cal Poly Pomona and the Boston Breakers of the USFL and the Raleigh Durham in the World League of American Football. Gabriel also dabbled in acting. His movie credits include Skiddo, starring Jackie Gleason in 1968, and 1969's The Undefeated, starring Johnny Wayne and Rock Sutton. He appeared in such TV shows as Gilligan's Island, Perry Mason, Ironside, and Wonder Woman. He also joined Bob Hope on a USA tour of Vietnam. And our condolences go out to the family of Roman Gabriel. For myself, he was one of the first persons my father pointed out to me of somebody of Filipino descent that was playing a major sport and someone that I, as a Filipino American, be proud of. of knowing and potentially supporting those efforts. That's one of the bucket list interviews I wish I would have gotten here on the Filipino American National News. May Roman Gabriel rest in peace. But for right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from the artist known as Gary Valenciano. And the name of this song is I Will Be Here.
I will be.
Once again, that was Gary Valenciano with I Will Be Here. And we do have time for one more story. And this comes from the Star Tribune. Fridley schools were on course to be short dozens of educators this school year without a plan, as district school special education department was set to be sorely understaffed and at least one classroom had no permanent teacher. That's why new superintendent Brenda Lewis turned last fall to an international recruiting. It's a strategy that worked for staff schools at previous districts in Grand Forks in North Dakota, a state where the crippling teacher shortages have made headlines over the past few years. Since last summer, Fridley Public Schools has hired about 20 educators from the Philippines and has brought several more in the North Metro suburb. International talents may not work for every district, but it's been a game changer for us, Lewis said. Being fully staffed helps everyone. You can't imagine the difference it makes. School districts in all parts of the state, including Moorhead, Red Lake, Climax, Shelley, and Wilmer, have also hired teachers from the Philippines, as have some metro area school charter schools. District officials credit the strategy for easing chaotic juggling acts created by staff vacancies while also attracting experienced educators who bring diversity and culture into their schools. Many of schools have partners with staffing agencies that help screen candidates and aid with the process of obtaining visas. If hired through the H-1B visa, which allows U.S. employees to hire foreign workers in a specialty occupation, the educators can stay in the country for up to 6 years. Districts can also help their teachers obtain a green card. The country's immigration law allows a person to receive one through employment and their employer can't find a qualified U.S. worker for the job. I know that sometimes districts are hesitant to hire international teachers because of the perception that they are robbing jobs from local candidates, said Tim Lutz, the superintendent of Red Lake Schools, but that just hasn't been the case for us. Dennis Specht, the president of Education Minnesota, the state's teacher union, said she's heard generally complimentary reviews of the program in Minnesota, but she said she also knows international teachers in similar situations who are exploited in other states in the past. Speck said Education Minnesota supports foreign teachers across the state regardless of wherever their union members. While our unions keep working to make teachers' jobs more attractive to Minnesotans, programs like these can be an effective way to meet the needs of students, fill open jobs, and take some pressure off career teachers in understaffing buildings, she said. 2 decades ago, an elementary teacher opening in Bemidji would draw 100 to 150 applicants, said Lutz, who served as a superintendent of Bemidji area schools from 2018 to 2022. In recent years, he said, the district was lucky to receive even a handful. The harder to fill the job in science, math, and special education often didn't attract a single applicant, Lutz said. I do hope that this is a temporary problem, he said, about the educator shortage, which he attributes to burnout after years of teaching through a pandemic and various culture war clashes. But until the local and statewide efforts can build a pipeline of diverse teachers across the community, Lutz said, students deserve consistency teachers who can build long-term relationships. That's already happening in Red Lake, he said. Several of the district's Filipino teachers, Lutz said, are learning Ojibwe and at the same time are eager to share their culture with their students. I want people to know the immense passion and dedication that international teachers bring, said Eric John Deal, a middle school science teacher who arrived in Red Lake from the Philippines in November. Our presence enriches the educational landscape by bringing a wealth of cultural diversity and global perspective, which broadens students' understanding of the world. Liz Wingstad, the director of school human resources for Wilmer Public Schools, agreed. The majority of students attending schools in West Central Minnesota District are students of color, and district's leaders are looking for ways to bring more diverse staff. Last year, the Wilmer schools hired 5 elementary teachers on exchange visas, which allowed the educators to stay in the U.S. for up to 5 years. The new teachers lived together in a 5-bedroom house. The other school staff help furnish with donations. My coworkers are really helpful, said in a comedy said, Kat Kusa, a kindergarten teacher who arrived last year. She said her colleagues were quick to help out with when she felt sick or needed ideas for classroom management. She recently brought her family to the U.S. and her husband started working as a paraprofessional in Wilmer schools this year. We've definitely received the Minnesota nice. And that is it for that story for this week. We may allude more to that article in a future broadcast. For right now, we are going to end the show with a song from the group Drop in Harmony. And the name of this song is Because I Love You. Just a reminder, you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community powered radio. Stay tuned for sound effects.
There was a time when I used to run away. Anytime I started to fall, cause love's never been very kind to me. No, baby, not very kind at all. Until you stole my way. Somehow you helped restore my faith in something I thought wasn't for me. Now come so easily because I love you. You're the flame that sets my soul on fire. That special girl I pray for every night. That pretty melody that plays over and over again in my head. Cause I love you. Forever staring at you but never again. Honey, I'm ready to spend my whole life with you. Cause I love you. Yes, I do. Confess, my dear, that it was instantly, right from the start, a special bond between you and my heart. How it skips a beat whenever our eyes meet. It simply said the reason being because I love you. You're the flame that sets my soul on fire. Love you.